I slayed with head coach Stephen Foster, an extremely comfortable 10-1 win here in the first leg of the playoffs. You'd say that the tie is pretty much done, but obviously we've got a job to do tomorrow. We just build on what we've built here tonight.
Absolutely, and we've done what we needed to. Our first period we were very dominant, but only a goal to the good, and we did what I said not to do, just shooting at the goalie a lot instead of moving him around. Once we started doing that in the second and third period, I thought we looked deadly every time we got it. We had a lot of zone time, a lot of shots, and every line contributed, which was fantastic. Then on top of that, managed to get Jack on and get some ice time, who's done another great job for us.
Well, you mentioned shooting at the goalie there. Luca is an exceptional netminder who's come back this year after some time away. And in the first period, it looked like he might be a bit of a spoiler for us in this game. But once we had him figured out and his defence kind of let him down a little bit, it was only ever going to go one way.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big lad. He covers obviously a lot of the goal, and he was coming out quite a lot. So with us not moving him around, that made it, you know, he's made some nice saves, obviously, but on top of that, we were making it a little bit easy, not how we like to play. Like I say, he helps them keep the goals down. You know, when we looked the first period, it was some like 23 shots or 26 shots, one of the two. We only scored one goal, so that's quite disappointing from our end. Great goalkeeping from his end, and we want to put that right, and I thought we did that as we moved on. Mark made some good saves for us tonight in the game. You know, even though he didn't have a lot to do, came up big for us when we needed him, and it looks good for us.
You must be pleased to see the scoring tonight kind of spread all over the place. No lines come out and dominated for us tonight, and that's a really good thing. The scoring depth tonight was fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's good, and I think also defensively as well. It's good that we're getting those points up front and scoring some nice goals, but also defensively. We didn't have to worry about what line we put out against what line, anything like that. We just rolled the lines through, and like you say, everybody's contributed, every player contributed, every line contributed. Like it's just it's a good place for us.
Well, a 10-1 scoreline, you would say this tie is pretty much done, but it is actually only half over, and it's really important for the guys to keep the momentum going and continue to put in those good performances, because you might say tomorrow's a kind of a done deal, but the reality is we do need to keep the performance level as high as we can.
Absolutely. Obviously, once you're in the playoffs, like, if you don't do well one weekend, you're not playing the following weekend, so it's no good. So yeah, it's important that we do that. It's important that we keep trying to play the right way, try to keep improving wherever we can. And like I said, the boys are a bit of a challenge that we want to win every period. That's what we want to do, and that continues tomorrow at our place. You know, we want to win every period, doing it the right way, not giving up opportunities, odd man rushes, that's important, and just get the job done and enjoy the tie.
Well, we've got it all back to do back at the Forum tomorrow. It's going to be a good one for the home fans to see. Hopefully we can keep that performance level and give the home fans something to cheer about.
Yeah, I think that's been the same all year, hasn't it? We've put some good performances on. Even if we're playing some of the lower teams, we still put good performances on. If you look at tonight, it was some nice hockey to watch as well and to be able to appreciate. And come down, still support us. We need all that support, because we want to keep doing good things this year, and we're all a team.
Well, we'll catch up after the game tomorrow. Hopefully we're talking about how the performance level hasn't dropped, and how we're going to be rolling onto a semi-final against who knows who the following week. So until tomorrow, we're halfway there.
Post-game Sunday night with Stephen Foster, and the big story from obviously the weekend is progression and through to the semi-finals, which is what you wanted, and in the end put on a bit of a show in the second and third periods.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought overall five periods of, well, last night, Took a little while to get going, had lots of shots, didn't really score much. A little bit the same tonight as well, but we were down at the end of the first, which we should never have been. But yeah, put that right, second and third, and then obviously comfortable win in the end.
And as has been a story throughout the year, the Lions contributing, the top line getting the headlines, but everybody playing their part. You had the call-ups from the books who came through playing their second game of the day in some cases, and plenty of ice time all the way around, which will put you in good stead for the semi-finals.
Yeah, it was the case tonight, trying to get everybody back on again, and just trying to play the right way, which is what we want to do. When we play that way, we're very good. Leeds played we came out with a little bit of a game plan that pressured us a little bit, trying to catch us on the break as well, which obviously worked on a power play goal there as well. So it was good that they came with a bit of a game plan there to try and disrupt us. Them lads have never given up all weekend for them, so you know, credit to them, even though there's lots of goals gone in. They've never given up, and I think in a few years' time, if they can keep the same kind of team, bring some of the young ones through, they'll obviously figure well in the league.
Yeah, a learning curve for them in their first season, but they've obviously made the playoffs, which is a huge plus for them. And like you say, they kept going all the end. It could have been very easy, 9 goals down from Saturday's first leg, to kind of turn up tonight and go through the motions, but they certainly didn't do that tonight.
No, and I'm pleased they brought the players, because obviously it'd be easy for some of the players just to go, I'm just going to stop at home, I just don't want to be part of another, you know, lot of goals against us and not scoring that many. So yeah, it was good to see them come with all of the players, and like I say, they worked hard, and moving forward it'll be good when some of these teams are some of the younger players, which we've had before. You've got to go through that little bit of a pain where you're up against it a little bit. But yeah, credit to them for getting through to the playoffs in the first year. So yeah, good. And for us, it was just a case of getting everybody through it and then roll on next week.
Yeah, and since our game is finished, the other semi-finals been set up, and it's going to be Deeside. They've won through against Hull in overtime. So Deeside Dragons, obviously we've had them games with them, not an easy proposition by any means, but it's a playoff semi-final. You wouldn't expect that, so good weekend practice and we're ready to go next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we play who we play, it's you know, the one thing that you've got with Deeside is, and obviously they've showed it again tonight, there were a few goals down going into the on the tie, there were a few goals down going into the third period, and then they pulled it out the bag to tie it there, and then to go overtime. So it's one where defensively we've got to be switched on. They've got some very good players there, and we need to be in a position that we play good defensively, work the puck obviously down low on some of these teams, and when we get our chances, you know, like I said before, we're scoring bunches when we get going. And that's something we look to continue, you know, next week.
And that's been shown again tonight, you say, scoring in bunches. You were looking to score goals and goals and goals. It's just the way that the passing created the opportunity was there, and it was taken.
Absolutely. And I think some of them, we're wasting some of our good chances as well. We're hitting the goalie in the chest still far too many times. We need to be making him make a save instead of it just hitting him. So even though we've still got quite a few goals, I think we've still got a lot more opportunities to get more goals, because in other games you're not going to get anywhere near as many shots as what we've got tonight, and you're going to have to be deadly, and we know we can do that when we pass it around. We it's hard for teams to keep up, and other teams will just collapse in and just make it hard for us to score, which is when we've got to put our D into play and then try and stretch them out again and then go again. So yeah, it's a few things for us to think about there, and next week should be a great weekend for us. You know, it should be a good home and away leg. I expect we'll probably be away on the Saturday, but obviously we'll wait to have that confirmed.
Yeah.
And yeah, we need the support behind us, because we want to keep going and get through to that final.
Yeah, I was going to say that whenever the home leg is, it will be the final game of the season here at the Forum, regardless of the result, because after that, like you say, it's the Steel City Showdown. So whenever the home leg is, hopefully another full house like tonight to see the guys off for a successful season this far.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think every game that we've put on this year pretty much has been a really good show here, and we're going to continue that next week. You know, put that on, get some good goals, nice goals, and some good playoff hockey. I'm sure it will be played next weekend. Last time we were down in Deeside, we had fantastic support there as well, and hopefully that continues. Ready for next week. You know?
Leeds Knights, an IHL 1 coach, Davey Lawrence here on Sunday night. End of the debut season for the Leeds Knights, making the playoffs, obviously coming up against the top seed in top form this weekend. How would you categorise the first season with the Leeds and IHL team?
No, I think for the most part for us it's been a success. We set a target out of making playoffs, has been our sort of end goal as a first year team, first time in the league, being a really young group, very inexperienced, and I think, you know, it got close towards the end of the season there, but we managed to get it over the line. It's always going to be a struggle against Billingham, form that they're in and where they play. They've got three solid lines, and I think that showed throughout. You know, the first two periods of each game we managed to keep it quite tight and quite close, but eventually teams like that, they will run away with it with that experience and that composure on puck that they have. So, you know, it's fair play to Billingham. I mean, they're a good side, they've been solid all year. No complaints really from me in that regard.
In terms of the experience for your guys, kind of when you started in September, all bar a handful that had no NIHL experience at all, so to have them a full season under their belt, so when you come back again at the end of the summer, they kind of know what the bar is, they know what they expect, so there'll be a year old on year wise next year.
Yeah, and that's it, and you know, that's kind of, you know, our team's, you know, set up slightly different. We're a bit of a development team in terms of trying to feed players up to that National League. You know, I've got more than half a team that are under 18s that play regular shifts, so it's a big learning curve for them, but it's good for them to go up against your Mikey Elders and your Sykes, you know, guys that have got that experience and been doing it for a long time, and sort of learn them little tricks at trade, if that's what you want to call it. It's been a good year for that group, and I think, you know, it's only going to board them well as their careers develop, which is the main thing that we're looking to do. And you know, the guys that stick around will be back next year, a year wiser, a year stronger, a year older. So it's only good things for us, really, I think.
And that's what a lot of the teams at this level now are doing. Like you said, the development pathway is the way to go. And obviously, he's having the national division team as well. It puts you in great set to have the full pathway right through from the junior club right through to the national division.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, I think we've had six guys, I think, that have played at that level this year already. You know, two or three that are playing more regular than others, but it only bodes well, and they've got to have that puck time, they've got to have that development time, so that when they step up that level, because it is a big step from sort of 18s to this level and then up to National League and so on and so forth, so they need that development pathway to be there, and that's what we're here for. And you know, it's starting to show in Leeds already. Like I said, we've got two or three guys that are a regular feature on their roster, so it's all good for us now.
And as far as the summer goes, obviously that's your NIHL 1 season done and dusted at least, and is it kind of review and see where you want to go and then start planning for next year?
Yeah, in some ways. I mean, it's quite a tandem relationship that I've got with certain senior Knights and NIHL 1, so I'll pick up back end of playoffs with Knights main team for now, try and help them where I can, and then obviously once we get that out of the way, it'll be sort of a bit of time to recoup and start adjusting and looking at things for next year, and you know, tying guys down and making sure that we've got the ones that we want, and onwards and upwards from there.
Well, it's been great seeing the guys, a brand new team, seeing them grow through the season, it's been great to watch, so well done on what you've done so far. Best of luck for the summer, and we'll see you next year.
Thanks, Greg. Cheers.